Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's time for some Big 12 winners and losers from the last week. Welcome in. I'm Pete Mundo. We're Heartland College Sports, and we cover the Big 12 Conference. So, we did this for the first time last week, and it was pretty popular with you guys. I just gave you three winners and three losers from the Big 12 from the last week. So, let's get right to it. Let's do it together, and I will give you my first winner of this week in the Big 12 Conference. My winner, one of my winners of the week, is Texas Tech Athletics. Top to bottom, the Red Raiders are rolling. Texas Tech softball wins the Big 12 championship and the Big 12 tournament. Meantime, you've got football that just got ranked by ESPN in a column as the biggest winner of the offseason in Big 12 football. We all know why. We've talked a lot about, obviously, this program, where things are at right now, and the fact that Texas Tech football has a lot of pressure on them this year to win and win big. Then you have this past week where Cody Campbell's getting all this attention. Mega booster, going to apparently be working with Nick Saban on how to fix college football. So Texas Tech is right now at the hub of college athletics. They have a front row seat to what is happening in the college athletics world. And Texas Tech softball has a great chance this weekend to get to a super regional as well. That would be a first. So there's a lot to like about what the Red Raiders are doing. And that's why I've got them as one of my winners this week in the Big 12 Conference. Now, I got so excited about this. I want to make sure that you're here, you're subscribed, you're joining us, you're dropping a 5-star rating and review on the podcast. We got a bunch of those over the last couple of days, and trust me, it makes a huge difference. So thank you, thank you, thank you, as always, for being here and making sure you are subscribed and share the show with a friend or two. My second winner of the week, I'm going to go with Arizona State. Arizona State getting a lot of love in some preseason, way too early top 25 polls. Josh Pate called Arizona State football America's team. That is good for Kenny Dillingham. That is great for this program. 24/7 Sports had the quarterback wide receiver duo of Sam Levitt and Jordan Tyson as the best quarterback wide receiver combo in the entire country. That's awesome. So this is a lot of love in just a few days for the Arizona State Sun Devils, who won the Big 12 last year, got themselves to a college football playoff, came within, I mean, obviously, a nail-biter with the Texas Longhorns. So this is shaping up. Now they got to live up to the hype. But for this week, it has been another great week in the hype department for the Arizona State Sun Devils. So I've got them as one of my winners this week as well. And then I'm also going to roll with the Colorado Buffaloes and Coach Prime specifically as one of my winners this week. Now, what came out for Coach Prime? Well, Coach Prime, it turns out, is going to be in a very good spot because he is going to be the focus of a Netflix series. That's right. Deion Primetime Sanders officially scheduled for 2026. Netflix confirming this in a post on Wednesday of this week. It is coming to Netflix next year, and it is currently in production. It will follow in a similar format to Arnold Schwarzenegger's three-part documentary series, which hit streaming services in 2023. Three 60-minute episodes that will air next year. So, like, what more can you ask for? If you're Colorado, you got this guy now locked into a long-term deal. All the speculation, he's going to just leave when his kids leave, not happening. Recruited really well in the transfer portal. Has a lot of talent at the high school level that people are probably overlooking. And now you got the Netflix documentary to come as well. Now, some of you might say it's overkill. It's not. It's good for the Big 12. It's good for Colorado. You'll get Big 12 cameos all over that thing, most likely next year. So if you're a Big 12 fan, just embrace what Coach Prime is bringing to this conference. I mean, you got the Chiefs. They're doing an ESPN docuseries that got announced this week as well on last season. It's like, you know what? It's okay. It's good for the sport. It's good for these teams. It takes people behind the scenes. And here's the other thing for Colorado, and this was getting talked about a lot on our forums over the last couple of days. They're free. They're right there at heartlandcollegesports.com. We got some great Colorado fans in there who are, I mean, frankly, filling me in and filling the other fans on the forums in on what Colorado's got coming in. I mean, we all just sit here and somewhat assume no Travis Hunter, no Shadur. They're going to take a step back. Can't be the same team. No way, no how. And it's like, you know what? They have stacked up that wide receiver room. They have stacked up that defensive line room. Yeah, we don't know who's playing quarterback. It's probably Salter. Maybe it's Julian Lewis. But either way, there is a ton of talent that is on that Colorado roster. And I'm learning about a lot of it from just the folks on our message boards who have been really insightful, some of these Colorado fans giving us some great intel. I mean, they have just stacked up former 4- and 5-star guys between the portal and even just at the high school level. I mean, they're, you know, 3 years into having some of the most talented recruits you could possibly have in the Big 12. That is a big deal for a guy like Deion Sanders, who, yes, is leaving the Travis Hunter era. You don't lose a Heisman Trophy winner and just assume there's not going to be a bit of a setback. But the setback that's being predicted by many, not just around the Big 12, but around college football, may very well be overblown. And that's why I'm putting Colorado as a winner this week, one of my three winners. So my three winners this week from the Big 12 for winners and losers, Texas Tech, Colorado, and Arizona State. So there you go on that part of the equation and that part of the show. Thanks for being here. As always, I'm Pete Mundo. Let us know where you are watching from, all right? Just hit us up. I like to know what towns you're in, where you're watching from. I always like to look up some of these towns as well. Jeff says, if Rich Rodriguez brings West Virginia back to the level of prominence it was at when he departed 17 years ago, would that be deserving of a Netflix special, Return of the Prodigal Son? Well, Jeff, if he does it, you might find somebody to make it. I'm not sure it's going to be a Netflix special, but I'm good with it. Maybe Heartland College Sports has to get into the documentary game. It's a very expensive game to get into, though. That's the only thing. Very expensive game. But I like where your head's at, buddy. I mean, you know, you should be proud of this team and where they're at right now. Speaking of proud, we're really proud of the merch that we've got. So make sure that you are checking out that link. That'll be in the bio of the show. And if you have a merch idea for us, send us an email with your idea. PeteMundo@HeartlandCollegeSports.com. And if we pick your idea, you will be getting a ton of Heartland College Sports free merchandise courtesy of us. Let's get to the losers from this past week in the Big 12 Conference. You ready for this? Okay. I got three winners and three losers. My three losers now.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply.
I'll start with UCF. UCF is a loser this week because there hasn't been a lot of good publicity in general for UCF. But ESPN put together its offseason rankings for the Big 12 and just how people did in the offseason, recruiting, transfers, things like that. And UCF came in dead last. Now, the good news for Scott Frost is that he's working with a better situation than what he had when he took over the program the first time around. The team went 0-12 the year prior to that. But there's a big but here. The competition is much stiffer right now. Much stiffer competition for Scott Frost as he gets set for this tenure, you know, 2.0 with the UCF Knights. This is not Conference USA. This is not AAC ball. This is the Big 12, man. And we may not have that major blue blood or two, but this is a deep conference, top to bottom. You do not have an easy game in this league. And UCF might be everybody else's easy game that they chalk up as a win on the schedule. So that's the difference between now and when Scott Frost took over the team a bunch of years ago, when also the expectations were not nearly as high as they are right now. He is expected to turn around a program that is entering year three in the Big 12 that has done nothing but disappoint so far in the Big 12 despite having a lot of talent under Gus Malzahn. Can Scott Frost do it? I hope he can. It would be good for the Big 12 to have a really competitive team in Florida, right? I mean, you got Florida, Florida State, Miami. We know the talent down there. Not that UCF is going to be one of those programs overnight, but if you have an anchor program in Florida, that's nothing but good news for your conference when Florida is one of the best recruiting spots in the entire country. So I'm pulling for him. But when you see a number like that and a ranking like that, not a good look for UCF at this point in time. But we'll see. He's going to get some time, obviously, at UCF to right the ship. The second loser of the week I'm going to put on my list. It's kind of broad. Well, the next one's even more broad. This one's less broad than my next one. But non-revenue sports, they were losers this week in the Big 12, but also across the country. Why? Well, Kirby Smart went on with Paul Feinbaum, and he said what many in college football have been thinking. It's out of control. Somebody has to do something. And if not, you are going to start to see schools cutting sports. Kirby Smart said to Paul Feinbaum, quote, "We're on the brink of probably 1 or 2 years away from a lot of schools cutting sports. What's the pushback going to be when you start cutting non-revenue sports? I don't want that to happen. You have Title IX issues at that point. You've got a mess across all of college athletics if that were to come to fruition. But it will at some point. I mean, we are on an unsustainable path. Not just because of, paying the players and NIL, but the travel's more expensive than it's ever been. You've got folks who, frankly, are barely making ends meet. Even though you're paying the coaches a lot of money, you're doing that because you've got to keep up. This is similar to what Jamie Pollard said at Iowa State a couple of weeks ago. I would say the comments got a little bit overblown, but Jamie Pollard's like, if we don't figure this out, we could just end up being like Northern Iowa. And he didn't mean that as like disrespect to Northern Iowa, but it was just a reality of the situation. The money is getting completely out of control to keep these programs afloat in major college football and basketball. So the question becomes, what do you do about it and what can you do about it? And the obvious thing that's going to happen here is non-revenue sports will get cut if this thing doesn't figure itself out. And that's not what college sports was ever intended to be about. I'm fine with the star quarterback making some money. And I'm fine with the fencing star and the swimming guy and the track person not making any. And I say that as a former track guy myself. But the reality is, hopefully they could get an endorsement or something from like a running shoe company. But you're not going to make big NIL money, and you shouldn't, because you're not bringing revenues into the school. But you don't want to see what college athletics was supposed to really be about get completely dismantled. And that is camaraderie, teamwork, having an opportunity to further your craft, further your passion at the collegiate level, whether it's, D1 or D3, the memories, the valuable lifelong lessons that come out of that in college can't put a number on it. And, especially when it comes to women's sports, that's going to be, let's be honest, some of the first to go. And I've got three daughters. And listen, I'm not sitting here as somebody who thinks my kids are going to be D1 college athletes, okay? Assuming I'm their dad, they're probably not going to be that. And I feel confident I'm their father. I'll leave that and let that sit for a second. You get the point, okay? It's not about me, but it's about the thousands and thousands of young people, men and women, who play non-revenue sports, who use that for scholarships and further opportunities and to grow as individuals, and won't have it because of the mess that college sports has become. So Kirby Smart brought that up. I'm glad he did. And I hope that more coaches at his caliber will start saying, we are not that far off from having to cut non-revenue sports, and that won't be good for college athletics. And my last loser of the night, and I don't want to say it, but my last loser is the Big 12 in general. And that's because of what is likely coming when it comes to college football's playoff. Oh, come on, Jay Brock. Come on, buddy. BYU's a loser just on principle. Okay. Don't, let's not do that. We all love each other here in the Big 12. But I do like the smack talk happening in mid-May with college football 3.5 months away. I'll take some mid-May smack talk. Who's your team? It's got to be Utah for Jay Brock. Got to be. But anyway, CBS reporting this week that college football playoffs power brokers are nearing a deal to ditch automatic first-round buys for conference champions and just go to a straight seeding model 1 through 12. We know that a 16-team college football playoff could also be on the horizon. That's not happening this year, but this year it looks like they may finalize this thing this month where they go ahead and they do 1 through 12 seeds just based on your rank, not based on conference champions, which they did for the last, you know, year. 1 through 4 was all conference champs. Arizona State was number 4. And Oregon was the number 1 seed. They were undefeated. They got tougher draws. Arizona State got the bye. People were upset about that. But Arizona State did not embarrass the Big 12 at all. Arizona State should have won that game. So this is not happening because the Big 12 made the college football playoff look bad. But, you know, you had Ohio State win the national championship. And the teams that Ohio State had to play now are basically complaining about it. Now, you can't just say, well, this team got a hot hand, so therefore we've got to switch the playoff around. But I understand why they wanted to do it. I get it. I understand the mentality of, hey, let's just rank this thing 1 through 12. But the Big 12 loses because they were in a pretty good spot, probably getting a bye most years. And that comes with millions of dollars because you're automatically getting to the quarterfinals. That will not be the case anymore. So just on that deal alone, the Big 12 now will lose out on potentially millions by not having that guaranteed spot in the quarterfinal. And it was never guaranteed, but it was just the 4 highest ranked conference champions, which more than likely was probably going to include a Big 12 team. But look at last year, it didn't include an ACC team. So it wasn't guaranteed for the Big 12, but it was much more likely than, let's be honest, just ranking it 1 through 12. I'd love to be wrong here, but I find it highly unlikely that the Big 12 is going to have a great shot at one of those top 4 seeds. Just my hunch. But I'd like to be wrong. All right? I'd like to be wrong. So there are your 3 winners and your 3 losers from the week in the Big 12. I'm Pete Mundo, and so glad you're here on the show, as always, at Heartland College Sports. Make sure you're subscribed, and make sure you are sharing the show as well with your friends. That helps the show continue to grow because we are leading the way in covering the Big 12 between the web, between the show, YouTube, podcast, Spotify, wherever you're at. We want you to follow us. Same thing on Instagram, X, and Facebook. So great weekend ahead. Going to be a lot of good softball. We will have you covered with all that at heartlandcollegesports.com. So thank you guys, as always, for being here and being a part of the show. With that, we will talk to you soon. Have a great rest of your day. Like the video, join our forums, make sure you're subscribed, and check out the merch shop. Link will be in the show notes. Talk to you soon. Enjoy the weekend.
You can't rely on blind faith to get the pregnancy support you deserve. Ritual's Essential Prenatal Multivitamin is the only leading prenatal backed by its own human clinical trial. Essential Prenatal is proven to deliver key nutrients, including folate, biotin, and vitamin D during pregnancy. Get 25% off when you visit ritual.com/clinical. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.